Welcome to Spark My Muse, everyone. I am your host, Lisa DeLay, and this is Soul School Lesson 87. This is going to be released a day before Thanksgiving 2017 in the United States. Now, I realize this program goes out to 177 countries right now, and it's possible that you might not be celebrating Thanksgiving. So, what is Thanksgiving if you're not from the United States? It is a celebration that happens on the third Thursday of every November, and it's a celebration of gratitude and thanksgiving for our blessings. It goes back to something that is probably now steeped in some myth, where the first people who colonized the United States barely made it through the last winter, and then with the help of some Native Americans were able to have a good harvest, and then they celebrated with the Native Americans and had a feast. This has been a celebration that's happened a long time in the United States. Thanksgiving usually has something to do with kicking off the shopping season and helping companies have that last good quarter to make their profits at the end of the year. As we settle down into this week and hopefully set aside some time for gratitude and Thanksgiving, it's also a time where a lot of us reconnect with family. We might travel over some great distances, flying in or driving in to have a meal with family and spend some time with family and friends. There's usually a feast of some kind. It usually involves turkey and gravy, sometimes ham, mashed potatoes, and our family will often have sweet potatoes or stuffing or cranberry sauce, green beans, pumpkin pie, apple pie, and some other things, maybe like corn and ice cream, other things like that. And families do different things and have different traditions. But in the middle of all that feasting and enjoying the football games that are on TV and getting back in touch with each other, there can also be some difficult times where people are trying to get along, maybe, or tell their points of view, or topics can go to politics or religion or difficult topics about the family and past hurts. So sometimes for some people, that can be a very difficult time. For other people, it's more of a joyous time of rekindling and reconnecting. And for some people, it can be a kind of a tense time. But as we all sit down at the table, everybody has a place. Everybody has a plate or a place to sit, or they make one. And it's usually a time of at least some good food, or possibly the possibility of some good food. I was thinking about that this week and about setting a place for people. And what happens if someone doesn't come? They might still have a place setting at the table. Sometimes it's a strain to be with family, and you have different ways of looking at things and doing things. And you aren't used to being together for hours on end. You're used to being on your own or in your own life or with your own smaller family. And I wondered about this, and I wondered about if we can think about setting a place at the table of our hearts to hear people in a better way, in a richer way. Setting up a space and a place. Sometimes we worry when we go to feasts like this or special occasions that other people will maybe try to overpower us with their intentions, or maybe they'll pressure us or squeeze us with their expectations for us and their opinions of what they think we should do with our lives. And maybe we feel like we don't have the space and it feels uncomfortable and it gives us a claustrophobic feeling. Well, in reality, we only can set our own boundaries for ourselves. People might not know where our boundaries are, or they might, and they might step over them anyway. But we're the only ones that can set those boundaries and enforce them. And we can make the best of a visit and set up our own place setting if one hasn't been set up for us, an emotional place setting, if we don't feel like the space has been made. But hopefully, also, we can make a place setting for other people. Instead of feeling threatened and on edge and on guard, hopefully we can have enough space that we come with on our own. And even if we don't agree, we know that people want to be heard. And that's why people at these kind of gatherings talk so much and they give so much unsolicited advice. instead of listening. The questions that are asked might be pointed questions or leading questions when they're asked to us, instead of questions that are gracious or open-handed or open-ended and meant to offer spaciousness for the other person so the person can find their own way, rather than the kind of questions that are meant to guide people somewhere. And what if we offered that space? What if we offered a place setting in our hearts where people had enough space that they could serve themselves with what is already there for them? This plays into listening others into being, which is something that Parker Palmer in his book, A Hidden Wholeness, talks about. And the idea of when we listen and we offer people space and we ask open-ended questions instead of leading questions or don't you think you should do it my way type of questions, people build trust with us and they find safe space, but they find a safe place to fall and they can be themselves. And we're not pushing them to go in one direction or another. And this way we can just journey with people and walk with them. So a place setting is a spot of one's own. We don't ask our guests to sit on our laps and eat from our plate while we cut their meat into bite-sized pieces. They can select their food and serve themselves and use their own cutlery just fine. We just provide a chance to eat, feel comfortable, and join us at the table. And I'm speaking about the table of our hearts. And I'm speaking to myself. I've been an advice giver. I've been a person who hopes that people will come to the conclusion that I've already made for them. And I'm the bossy older sister that has tried to learn how to be a more spacious person. So I'll leave you with a few questions to ask yourself. How and in what ways will you be setting a place? Maybe setting a place of hospitality in your home in some way, but setting a place in your heart to receive people as they come with enough space to be themselves and to speak. In what ways will you determine the kind of place setting you need for it to be well with your soul? You don't have to bend and give in to all the demands and obligations and expectations people have for you during these kinds of events. You can say, this is what I'm willing to do. I won't be able to do this other thing. You can do it politely and you don't have to feel that kind of pressure, although it usually does feel that you do have to. But you just can show up, really show up for the things you have agreed to do and then put your limits where you need to. And third, is there enough room at the table of your heart? When we have guarded and fearful and threatened hearts, there's never really enough room, even for ourselves, let alone for setting a place for someone else to have enough space at the table of our hearts. And so first we have to give ourselves enough space, and then there'll be hopefully enough space for someone else to have their own space at the table of our heart. If you celebrate Thanksgiving, I wish you a happy one this year. And please know I'm very thankful for you. You listen, you support the show, you share it, and hopefully you can give this year at sparkmymuse.com. You can find a way to do that. I hope you'll visit on one of your days off. If you will be gathering with family over the next weeks or months, it can be a challenging time, and I hope that remembering about the place setting will encourage you and benefit your time. If you get the chance, I hope you might write a review about this show on iTunes. It would mean a lot to me, and it would help other people find the show. So happy Thanksgiving, whether you celebrate Thanksgiving in an official holiday type of way, or whether you spend a day or a few hours or a few minutes being grateful for what you have and having the feeling of Thanksgiving and joy fill your heart. I'll see you next Wednesday.